Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Jack McGonigal. On today's program, we have Warren County Board of Supervisors Chairman Brian Arnold. Jack McGonigal here with Warren County Board of Supervisors Chairman Brian Arnold. And Brian, just talk about yesterday's meeting, kind of what your overall thoughts were.
Well, our meeting was a little light on the agenda for a regular agenda, but we also had our final budget approval at the end of the meeting, which was certainly a big item, and for the most part, it was a good meeting.
Absolutely. So you mentioned kind of a lighter agenda, and just kind of talk about what the Warren County Historical Society, kind of about the time capsules for listeners that may not know.
Yeah. So for people who, we had several time capsules that were buried at the location of our old courthouse. Now, when we built the new courthouse and jail, some of those had to be dug up. And we've had them in storage, you know, since that time. And the people over at the Warren County Historical Society were nice enough to take those, and they're going to be reburied out there next to the fairgrounds on their property. So we will have found a new home for those time capsules.
Fantastic. And then you talked about the budget, obviously. For what are some of the kind of the big numbers, I guess, and what was the kind of the main gist of this year's budget compared to last year's?
Well, with this year's budget, we're still operating under House File 718. That is set to expire this year, but everyone knows that pays attention that the legislature is going to pass new kind of new rules and regulations regarding the budget. But for the most part, we're limited to 3% revenue growth. So that in turn, is good for taxpayers because, you know, the people who are doing the budgets, we can't exceed sort of like inflationary numbers when we're doing our budget. But overall, our since we're a growing county, in Warren County, we're growing much faster than 3%. So that means our actual levies are going down to meet the 3% of revenue cap. So levies are down. Our budget director did a great presentation, and in some instances, you know, people's property taxes will, even with, I think she factored it, even with a 10% increase in assessed value, taxes for the county portion, I'm only speaking about the county portion, I can't speak to the city or school portions, but for the county portions, taxes are going to remain very much flat.
Fantastic. And just kind of tell listeners really any other thoughts that come to mind when, you know, discussing the approval of the budget, anything else they should know off the top of mind?
Not really. I would just let them know that, like, there are other elected officials, the department heads, people else working for the county. They're very good to work with through the whole process. You know, us as being the Board of Supervisors, we're not always, sometimes we have to be cognizant of these, you know, limitations that are placed on us with the 3% that I mentioned before. And sometimes we are the people who have to say no to say some things that they want. But all of the department heads and elected officials, very good to work with. They understand the budget process and very much work within the limitations that have been put on us. So people out in the public can be confident that those department heads and everything, they're being good stewards of their taxpayer dollars.
All right, Brian, we really appreciate the time, and thank you again for joining us.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Hey, have a good rest of your week.
Once again, that was Chairman Brian Arnold with the Warren County Board of Supervisors discussing their meeting this week. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola, People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. People's Bank, your bank for good. Member FDIC.